Former Alaska State Attorney General Dan Sullivan has beaten back a Tea Party challenger in the Alaska GOP Senate primary, which means he'll take on Democrat Mark Begich in the fall. Alaska is one of many states where Republicans hope to pick up seats. But in Kentucky, Democrats are hoping that Attorney General Allison Lundergan Grimes can unseat longtime Republican Senator Mitch McConnell this fall. Which brings us to our weekly Senate Tracker series. And Kevin Willis, news director for WKYU Public Radio in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Kevin, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
Well, this has got to be one of the most watched Senate races in the country. And we all know Senator McConnell, the Senate minority leader. He's been in office there since 1985. But tell us about the state of Kentucky right now. Politically, it went for Mitt Romney in 2012. But in 1992, it did go to Bill Clinton.
And yeah, Bill Clinton was the last Democrat to win a presidential race here in the Commonwealth. Kentucky's a really funny state. A lot of people from the outside imagine the bluegrass state as a red state. And certainly when you look at Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul, and much of the congressional delegation, you can understand why. But it's also the state with a Democratic governor, Steve Beshear, a very popular Democratic governor who received national applause for implementation here of the Affordable Care Act.
Right.
Kentucky got a lot of credit for that. And I imagine that was probably something that surprised a lot of people coming out of red state Kentucky.
Well, and we know that the person that Mitch McConnell is going to face is Allison Lundergan Grimes, who is 35 years old. She's the Secretary of State, a Democrat in Kentucky. And here's an ad from her where she's sitting in front of a gas station with an unemployed coal miner.
I'm Allison Lundergan Grimes, and David Stanley lost his coal mining job in Letcher County, and he has this question for Senator McConnell.
Mr. McConnell, in the last 2 years, we've lost almost half of our coal jobs in eastern Kentucky. Why did you say it's not your job to bring jobs to Kentucky?
And by the way, at this point in the ad, they are waiting for McConnell to answer.
I couldn't believe he said that either. I approve this message because, Senator, that'll be my number one job.
Tell us about that ad and what she's referring to there.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell was quoted by a small rural eastern Kentucky newspaper as saying that bringing jobs to the state wasn't his job. Now, the McConnell campaign was quick to say that that was taken completely out of context, that what the senator was simply saying was that most things that impact jobs in a certain place, a certain region of a certain state, are the result of state and local policy. And he was simply saying that he didn't have a tremendous amount of control of that being in the U.S. Senate. But of course, the Grimes campaign was quick to capitalize on that. And they sort of drew a distinction there in saying that Mitch McConnell was out of touch with what's going on in the bluegrass state, where there's been a tremendous amount of job losses across the board, and especially in the coal mining industry. The whole issue of coal, Jeremy, is one that's been very big in this campaign. The McConnell campaign has said that a vote for Allison Lundergan Grimes is a vote to continue the Obama administration's war on coal. And I think what you're seeing there in that ad by Grimes sitting next to an unemployed coal miner, sort of them turning that back around on McConnell.
Well, one thing I'm getting already from this is that it's been a very negative race so far. What should we actually know about Allison Lundergan Grimes?
Allison Lundergan Grimes is serving her first term as Kentucky Secretary of State. She comes in with better name recognition than you might think. The Lundergan name is a very well-known name in Kentucky political circles. Jerry Lundergan, her father, is a former state lawmaker, but more importantly, is a businessman and former head of the Kentucky Democratic Party with deep ties to Democrats all across the country, including the Clintons. He was a friend of then-Governor Bill Clinton when he was in Arkansas. And Grimes has run a campaign where she's raised a tremendous amount of money. And, Jeremy, it's been interesting. On the one hand, Grimes never misses an opportunity to call out McConnell by name. On the other hand, Senator McConnell talks much more about Barack Obama, even Harry Reid, than he does Allison Lundergan Grimes, often not even mentioning Grimes by name. And he simply says that a vote for my opponent is a vote to continue what he describes as the Obama-Harry Reid agenda. And keep in mind, if Republicans were to flip control of the U.S. Senate, which many analysts think is very much a possibility, that Mitch McConnell stands to be your next U.S. Senate majority leader. And that's obviously would be a huge feather in his cap.
Well, and let's listen to an ad from his campaign. And in this one, he is linking Grimes to President Obama. And he also features his wife, the former U.S. Labor Secretary Elaine Chao.
Have you ever noticed how some liberals feel entitled to speak on behalf of all women, as if every woman agrees with Barack Obama? Allison Lundgren Grimes' gender-based attacks are desperate and false.
Mitch McConnell co-sponsored the original Violence Against Women Act. He's always supported its purpose. Mitch voted for even stronger protections than Obama's agenda will allow.
Allison, supporting the Obama agenda isn't pro-woman. It's anti-Kentucky.
I'm Mitch McConnell, and I approve this message.
And we should say that the nonpartisan PolitiFact rated that ad mostly false, saying that McConnell actually voted against the final Violence Against Women Act that became law and voted for a scaled-back GOP version that left out protections for some groups of people. But it is interesting that McConnell is focusing on women in this ad. Why is he doing that?
He's been hit by Allison Lundgren Grimes for supporting policies in Washington. We've heard a lot about what's been called the war on women, which has been a rallying cry for Democrats across the nation. Democrats see in Allison Lundgren Grimes what they hope they have is a fresh-faced, young, obviously woman, drawing a real distinction between what the Democrats are offering and what Mitch McConnell is offering. And the Democrats are really hoping to build on some of the momentum maybe the Democrats nationally have gained through this war on women, the line of attack against Republicans, and Grimes is certainly hoping to capitalize on that.
You know, after Eric Cantor lost the House Majority Leader post, I remember the Democratic governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, came out and said he was heartsick because Virginia was losing so much clout in Washington. I wonder how much McConnell is playing up the fact that he is one of the most powerful Republicans in the country.
Oh, he's absolutely playing that up. And again, for McConnell, virtually every campaign stop that we've been a part of, that is mentioned. He says that why should Kentucky go to the back of the line with a freshman senator when it could have the U.S. Senate majority leader in Washington? And he's banking on the fact that, according to a recent poll, we know that Barack Obama has never been extremely popular in Kentucky. And a recent poll here in Kentucky put 63% disapproval rating of President Obama. Now, the thing is, Jeremy, it's interesting. That same poll shows that Mitch McConnell received a 54% job disapproval rating. So one would imagine that many of those same people that disapprove of Barack Obama also disapprove of Senator Mitch McConnell. But again, this race, as far as Mitch McConnell is concerned, has been much more about opponents in Washington than really it is about his opponent here in Kentucky, Allison Lundgren Grimes.
Kevin, what do the polls look like?
The polls have been consistently tight throughout this race. The most recent poll shows Mitch McConnell with a 4 percentage point lead over Grimes. Perhaps even more worrying for the Grimes campaign, her negative numbers have started to increase as well. One might imagine that's the result of a lot of outside money, a lot of outside organizations spending money here in Kentucky, attacking through TV and radio ads, attacking Allison Lundgren Grimes. But still, this is absolutely still a race to watch. The polls are within the margin of error. And there's been a lot of money raised so far by these candidates. There's going to be a lot of money spent in these coming months.
Kevin Willis, news director for WKYU in Bowling Green, Kentucky, talking with us about the big Senate race there, Mitch McConnell versus Allison Lundgren Grimes. Kevin, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.